Religious practices and beliefs have characterized humanity since the beginning of our species and are ubiquitous across cultures. How come religion is so widespread? Does it come naturally to people, Yael?
Well, Don, science can't tell us whether or not God exists, but some psychologists think they have a scientific explanation for the ubiquity of religion. Psychologists have found that humans rely on two cognitive systems, a fast one based on emotion and intuition, and a slower one based on analytic thinking. They theorize that people who rely more heavily on the first system are more religious than those who emphasize the second.
Is there any evidence to support this?
Yes, researchers have found that after performing an analytic thinking task, study participants express lesser degrees of belief in God or other supernatural beings, such as angels, than following a less cognitively demanding task.
I still don't buy it.
Well, you aren't alone. In 2017, an international team of researchers published the results of a more extensive test of this hypothesis, which calls it into question.
What did the researchers do?
They studied religious pilgrims traveling along walking paths to the shrine of the Apostle St. James the Great. They gave them a series of tests of intuitive and analytic thinking, some of which forced them to choose between the two modes of thought. They found no correlation between religious belief and a cognitive style based on intuition rather than analysis. They concluded that religious beliefs or their absence are more likely to be fostered by culture and upbringing than by differences in cognitive style.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.